Hey everyone, Wednesday, February 15th. My name is Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief, beginning with a look at performance in the custom column here from yesterday. In short, there's really not a lot of notable price action to discuss, nor chart action on the major areas, which is intriguing given that we had a CPI print yesterday. The market has responded strongly positive or strongly negative over the past CPI prints, especially throughout 2022. This year, the close was pretty much flat, S&P 500 down about 3 basis points, NASDAQ composite up about 60, and then crude oil, your biggest loser, down about 1.4%. Relatively speaking, given the economic data, this was a relatively flat move yesterday for the markets. There's no notable chart movements on any of these that I wanted to bring to your attention this morning. The S&P went up into X's, but really that's not notable enough for me to mention here this morning, given the weight of the evidence for that chart. Moving though to some of the spider sector ETFs to get a feel for how these behaved yesterday. Consumer discretionary was your biggest gainer, followed by technology. On the downside, you saw real estate, consumer staples, healthcare, all in the bottom. But even then, no outlandish moves. Consumer discretionary up about 1.2%. That's your biggest magnitude yesterday. That's still a laggard sector, likely has some extra volatility after being one of the worst performing areas last year, continuing that laggard rally that we saw in January. So no real change of tone yesterday and not a lot of magnitude to speak on a macro level or even on a sector level. Some charts that I did want to highlight though today, beginning with the volatility index, VIX. I've mentioned this a lot on the recent morning updates. If you followed me speaking on these, apologize for beating a dead horse here, but this is notable. So this is your bearish resistance line. This is your negative trend line on the default VIX chart. Yesterday, you reversed down into O. So you failed to break out into a positive trend on the VIX chart here. The VIX and S&P 500 or volatility and equity markets are typically inversely correlated. So as VIX goes up, equities typically go down and vice versa. So this depressed VIX reading is really interesting to me, given the run that we've had to start the year in an incredible January. I believe it was like the 16th best January on record for the S&P 500. Volatility is at the bottom of a trading range, reversing down again yesterday, falling below 18 and a half. You can see this if you broaden this out to the 1 point chart here. This trading range is a lot more clear. So here we are sitting right around 18.91 at the close. So that is near the bottom, the lowest levels of volatility that we've seen over the past year. Given that 22 was very volatile, this is still notable. It doesn't get much lower than this. So keep an eye on this, just a contrarian point. Also, take the sentiment surveys with a grain of salt, but this is the latest AAII sentiment survey, the percentage of respondents that are bullish. I believe it's those that expect the market to go up in the next 6 months or so. Don't quote me on that, but those that are bullish and the respondents printed 36%. That's the highest bullish reading that you've seen since November of 2021. You can also see that individual investor sentiment spread. So the bull bear spread, the percentage of respondents that are bullish subtracted by those that are bearish. You're seeing a more decisively bullish tone. Also your highest chart level at 12% since November of 2021. So you are seeing a bit of increased positive sentiment for the market, and your volatility is at relatively low readings, bottom of a trading band. Just keep this in mind as you go forward. I think a lot of these sentiment readings just tend to follow price action. So the market runs, sentiment improves, market falls, sentiment declines. So again, don't read too heavily into these sentiment surveys, but it is some quantifiable evidence that you're seeing some bullishness return to the market, at least from an individual investor standpoint, as measured by the survey respondents there. Some earnings that I want to get into this morning, Airbnb, positive result, is up 7% pre-market. Looks like we're going to get a retest of this trading range, the old highs between around 128, well, 126, 128. Looks like we're going to get a test of that. May improve it to a three attribute stock. So if it does, and with that breakout out of this trading range, maybe give a better picture here. So if you break out above this trading range, could be a really interesting place. It will be pretty overbought, so either dollar cost averaging in or getting in on pullbacks when possible. Had a nice move yesterday. Looks like it's going to have another one today following their report. Going the other way, though, Devon, this was a darling for most of 2022, especially peaked in June, then rallied again in, what is this, October? near its June peak. Earnings this morning, unfavorable. Stocks down 7%. Looks like you're going to break trend, which is going to demote it to a 2 for 5er. It hasn't been a weak attribute name since December. And even before that, it's been a high attribute stock for quite some time. So this could be a change of trend, demotion of the attribute. This is something then we'd be looking to sell into a rally. Energy stocks, so this is a bit of an aside, that are moving much better than Devon and even the broad XLE fund. ExxonMobil looks very constructive right here. Consecutive buy signals recently broke above this huge area of resistance. Similarly, you have Marathon Petroleum, MPC. It's a five attribute stock. Consecutive buy signals, no real signs of slowdown here. So you're seeing some divergence in the individual energy names. So if you're looking to get rid of Devon, looking to replace that exposure with something else, I think ExxonMobil and Marathon Petroleum are two options. Just a bonus chart today. This is the iShares Semiconductor ETF SOXX. Fund score above 4. There's been a lot of talk about semis doing very well. We can confirm that here with fund scores, chart action. Recent action yesterday, this is a shakeout pattern. So if you formed your double top, you printed the sell signal at 415 to shake out the weak holders, then you reverse back up into X's at 430. This is also coming right around the June 2022 highs. Then you got a fair amount of runway before your March highs around 500. This is an interesting chart given the recent tailwind, given the just chart action itself and fund score. Semis definitely making a move, so I wanted to highlight that chart this morning to you as well. Okay, that's what I had by way of updates. Thanks for your time. David will be with you all tomorrow.